WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up nearly 3/10 of an inch of snowfall overnight, which also was quite slushy this morning. So to be cautious if you're out and about on the roadways or planning to be. Roadways don't look too bad this morning, according to the DOT's website at 511ia.org. At last report, they were showing that the roadways here in the southwest part of the state were pretty much just wet. And we're updating that information now. The exception of Highway 71 north of Interstate 80, that is partially or mostly covered with slush this morning. The roadways are a little bit dicier as you head into central Iowa from about Highway 169 on toward the Des Moines Metro and other areas of the central corridor of the state. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need and the service you deserve. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say 24 minors were cited for drinking under the legal age following an investigation into a party at 1588 Quince Avenue in Prescott. Deputies arrived on the scene at around 2 a.m. Sunday. Six of the individuals were from Corning. They include Reggie Perrin, Danielle Schaefroff, Lindsay Barton, Peyton Frederick, Dustin Sleep, and Dalton Nicholson. Four of the minors were from Bedford, Jacob Armstrong, Joel Lawrence, Dylan French, and Timothy Sweat. Also cited at that party Sunday morning was Taylor West and Brandon Robison, both from Prescott, Robert Davison and Aaron Blake from Gravity, Dakin Wilcoxon of Clarinda, Abigail Longfellow of Afton, and Dana Brown, Dylan Douglas, and James Castillo, all of whom are from Lenox. Four juveniles whose names were withheld by authorities were also cited. News time is 7:08.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing, and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a man is facing a murder charge after a fatal shooting in a small town this weekend. The Crawford County Sheriff's Department says 28-year-old Benton Wingrove was arrested after the fatal shooting of 29-year-old Adam Larry in Dow City, where both men lived. Authorities say Wingrove and Larry argued at a bar in Dow City shortly before the shooting. Larry left the bar first but was shot while driving and his car crashed into a house. Authorities say Wingrove called police at around 1:45 a.m. Saturday to report the shooting. An officer arrived to find him with a handgun on the ground in front of him. Wingrove was being held in lieu of $1 million bond. Public hearings will be held this evening in the CAM High School Media Center with regard to the CAM School District's early start date and the 2013-2014 budget. The hearings will begin soon after the start of the CAM School Board meeting, which gets underway at 7 p.m. Following the separate hearings on each matter, the board will act on a resolution approving an early start date and the 2013-2014 budget. In other business, the CAM School Board will discuss and or possibly take action on the 2011-2012 audit report, open enrollment applications, revisions to various board policies, a budget guarantee resolution, and matters pertaining to the football scoreboard, equipment breakdown insurance, and any resignations. The meeting will conclude with a closed session to discuss negotiations for the 2013-2014 school year. And a public hearing will be held this evening as well in Elkhorn, and that is with regard to the calendar start date for the Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District's 2013-2014 school year. The meeting takes place as part of the regularly scheduled meeting of the EHK School Board beginning at 7 p.m. in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school. In other business, the board will discuss and act on staff resignations and or retirements, including middle school math teacher and coach Warren Watson, Family and Consumer Science teacher Nancy Watson, high school business, phys ed instructor and coach Cindy Steffens, and prom director Amelia Tigerstrom. Superintendent Dean Schnows will provide an update on the Exira EHK reorganization process during the meeting. And under new business, the EHK School Board will review and discuss a report on facility protective measures from Phil Pitson with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. They'll also discuss and take action on publishing the 2013-2014 budget, setting the budget hearing date and time for April 4th, or rather April 8th at 4 p.m., approval of the 2013-2014 school calendar, and changes to the calendar and other administrative matters during the EHK school board meeting. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
And in the funeral announcements, Opal Irene Brink, age 100, of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and formerly of Dexter, died Thursday. Funeral services for Opal Brink will be today at 10 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Eugene Hansen, age 79, of Exira, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Eugene Hansen will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Lucille Keeble, age 89, of Yale, died Friday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Lucille Keeble will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Mark Heckman, Sr., age 65, of Cumberland, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life services for Mark Heckman, Sr., will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Glendora Lumpkin, age 89, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Glendora Lumpkin will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Silver Creek United Methodist Church in Hancock. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Teresa Osmond, age 44, of Marion, died Wednesday at her home. The funeral services for Teresa Lynn Osmond will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Alton Madsen, age 85, of Audubon, died on the Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Alton Madsen will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Shirley Morey, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Shirley Morey will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Laura Garrett, age 100, of Stewart, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Laura Garrett will be this Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in rural Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Henson reporting.